And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS. I'm pleased to have in the studio with me this evening Julia Palmer, who is CEO of the Capital Area Humane Society. Good evening, Julia. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Very good. I love having guests in the studio. It's more fun for me. I love the phone, but it's fun to have you here in person. There are a few subjects we wanted to talk about. First, I wanted to catch up on Tatiana, the dog that was so horrifically abused.
Sure, yes.
And perhaps we can do a kind of a capsule on what it is to refresh people's memory.
Sure. Well, certainly it's been, gosh, I can't even remember the amount of time, maybe even up to a couple months ago that we first learned about Tatiana, and she came into our care after suffering some pretty horrific abuse. She's resting well at the Capital Area Humane Society and is continuing her recovery at this point. And certainly she's doing well, but we're starting to see some of the side effects of some of the abuse that she did suffer.
And I know that the details are bad, but she was found out in a wooded area,
right?
Bound.
Yes, she was bound. Her legs were bound. Her muzzle or her mouth was bound as well. And she had suffered some type of a beating. She had severe head injuries, and she's fully recovered from all the physical side effects from that abuse. And certainly now we're trying to help her to gain confidence and overcome some fear that she's experiencing now.
And as you say, the medical issues have been resolved, but you can't. I mean, akin to human beings,
right?
You can't go through a traumatic event like that without suffering some scars that can't be seen.
Sure. And, you know, we see this with animals that have had less than ideal lives and experiences. And there's a behavior that results from what they learn in life. And she unfortunately learned to be afraid, and for good reasons, knowing what we do know about what happened to her. So we have a behavior person who is actually committed to her recovery right now. She's actually living with our behavior person in her home. And we're trying to overcome some of that fear. We believe that some of the fear that she has will be permanent, and that it will have to be a consideration. Once we're able to decide where she's going to go, we'll definitely have to consider how far she's come in her recovery with that, and accept the fact that some of that is going to be long term and it's going to be forever for her.
And so, of course, the hope is always at the Capital Area Humane Society to be able to adopt pets out into,
sure, yep,
into families. It may not be the case with this one, or it'll take somebody pretty interesting
it would
or
take,
pretty exceptional.
It's going to take some really exceptional screening and consideration on our part. You know, if she's a dog that has fear, you know, unfortunately fear can lead to biting and things like that. So we certainly don't want to place a dog that's inclined to bite or has issues like that. But in her case, we're just going to be looking for an exceptional situation where whoever takes this dog understands her past and that it has affected her ability and her behavior to cope and to understand, you know, the intentions of humans and that sort of thing. So it's going to take a lot of consideration. It's not a usual case. It's not a case where she's going to go on an adoption run and anyone is going to be able to decide that's the perfect pet for them. Not because we don't trust people, but because she is exceptional. And, you know, it's so unfortunate that she had to go through that experience, and it certainly affected her.
Well, and the good news is she's safe and sound now.
She is.
With someone
she
who
is.
Understands the issues and is working, yes, with her on those issues.
Absolutely.
And that's the good news in this part. Just to touch for a bit on the legal aspects of this, where that stands at this point. Has all the information about her case and investigation been turned over?
The last I knew, that's where it was headed. So we aren't handling the legal side, and I'd hate to overstep anything there. But from what I understand, that is the case. It's gone to prosecutor, and we're waiting for an outcome on that.
Well, very good. Well, everything that is being done that is possibly can be done. I want to touch on the adoption, and there's a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about. But what you were just saying, describing Tatiana's circumstances, should give people such amazing confidence in coming to the Capital Area Humane Society to the extent which everybody there works to make sure that the best matches are made.
Right.
And you talking about her circumstances are fairly exceptional, but all of the pets up for adoption there are carefully placed and worked with to make sure they get in the right home. And what a great time of the year to be looking, as we see the weather breaking, to be adopting a pet.
It's a perfect time. Of course, we think any day is a perfect day to adopt a pet, but spring is great when you're thinking about puppies or dogs, because there's going to be some outside time, especially training puppies. So we have to be realistic about that. But what's really nice is every dog that comes into the shelter and every cat too gets a behavior evaluation, and they spend time with a person in our staff who's only dedicated to dealing with behavior. So they get evaluated so we can understand what their exercise needs are, what their tolerance is with children, other animals. Are they good with cats? Are they good with other dogs? And that enables us to help adopters more understand what they're getting into. The worst thing that can happen in adoption is for someone to pick the wrong pet, not just for themselves, But for the pet as well, if you take home a dog or a puppy or a cat and you haven't understood what you're getting into, then if that animal comes back, it means a longer time before it gets into a permanent home. And it's also frustrating for adopters if they get an animal that they're not expecting. And maybe it's not good with the children. Maybe it's not good with their other dogs. So we spend a lot of time before the animal even goes into the adoption floor trying to get to know that pet. And that way we can make the best decisions about where it should go. And if we tell a family no, it's not because we don't think they're a good family. It's because we think that pet, that particular dog, won't work in their household, considering the situations that they have in their home.
And if you haven't ever been out to the Capital Area Humane Society, I encourage you to go. It's pretty impossible to come home empty-handed.
Yeah. Well, I do every day because I'm at capacity personally. But yes, you could certainly find there's something for everyone there.
And then absolutely, that's important. And what about numbers in terms of pets there now? I mean, you've always got beautiful adult dogs for those who don't want to deal with the puppy issues. And for those who are ready for a puppy, you've got those as well.
We do. And now it's becoming kitten season. People ask why there's not kittens in the winter, and the mama cats, actually, they get pregnant based on the season. So we dry up with kittens from about December up through about March, and then they start the birth process starts again, and so we start to see kittens. So right now we're starting to see kittens, and we have everything: adults, babies, dogs, cats, you name it, we've got it.
Well, and that's the part that's good. Something for everybody. I puppy sat for my daughter last weekend, and I'm thinking, if I do another dog, maybe it will be an older one this time, after all of that up and down and outside time, as you called it. A huge fundraiser is coming up for the Capillary Humane Society, and that is the Fur Ball.
Oh, the Fur Ball. We just so love this event. It's amazing. It's actually the 16th of April, so 1 month from tomorrow, and we are gearing up for that event. It's our largest fundraiser, and if you haven't been, it is like no other event that I've ever known. It's spectacular.
And what I love about the Fur Ball is you can bring your pet. There's a spa room for your dog. It's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. Now, we have not yet developed a spa room for the cats because they're a little trickier to accommodate, but we do have a full-service spa for your dog while you enjoy dinner and an auction in another room. So they are treated to massage. They can be taken on a walk. They have their photos taken. They get groomed, and they experience – they're going to have German Shepherd pie this year for dinner. And,
of course.
Also, oh, absolutely.
German shepherds were harmed in the making
absolutely.
Of the
No. But they have a gourmet dinner themselves, and it's just a treat for the dogs. It's fun for the owners. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and then like you said, there's silent auction. There's things going on all night. And I'm on the committee, and I feel bad because of my time constraints here. I haven't been able to do much, but I'm doing what I can. I'm going to be helping with the dog parade this year and so forth and emceeing and so forth. It's an amazing event and a huge fundraiser, which you need. I mean, Capillary Humane Society, like everybody else, you're pinching pennies, and the dollars are important.
Yeah, it's a really important time for all nonprofits. You know, we hear a lot about the economy, but it's affecting local businesses and local nonprofits trying to help the very people that need help the most. So it's so important for us to be in the community, and we rely on this event just like any other event to keep us going and energize us and enable us to do our good work.
Where can people get information about getting tickets?
Well, you want to hurry because we're thinking it's probably going to sell out this year. So you want to get right on our website, which is www.cahs-lansing.org. It's sort of a long one. Or they can just call the shelter at 626-6060 and ask about tickets, and we'll get you signed up.
Very good. And the event again comes up when?
I have to stop and think. It's a month from tomorrow, or it's 4 weeks from tomorrow. It's April 16th at the Eagle Eye.
Okay. Well, it's a spectacular event. And as always, Julia, I appreciate your time to come in here. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Julia Palmer, who is CEO at Capital Area Humane Society. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.